Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, lads, we all have that pet, either past or present, don't we? That's more than a pet, if you know, they're part of the family. What would you do if they went missing? Oh my God. I mean, to what lengths would you go to get them back? Now, unfortunately, Mariana is going through this exact situation at the moment and she joins me on the line. Mariana, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm already crying listening to you.
I know. So I saw the beautiful picture of your dog Apollo in the paper. Tell me about Apollo.
Okay, so I have Apollo since he was 3 months old, right? He came from Brazil with me to Ireland. He's 3 years old now. Unfortunately, he spent his last birthday missing. He's the most lovely dog you can ever meet. He's everybody that knows Apollo loves him. He's a 3 years old ginger and white border collie, so very unusual color for a collie.
And when did he go missing, Mariana?
On 14th of December, a day that I will never forget, unfortunately, from a kennel in Milton Pass. So it's more than 3 months now.
So what happened? When did alarm bells go off? What happened on the 14th of December?
Okay, so he was there already for 2 weeks. I was receiving videos of him every day, many videos. And then on 14th of December, they called me and said, it was around 9 p.m. and they said, your dog's missing. And I was like shaking. I couldn't understand what they were saying because I was so nervous. And
so he was in a kennel, is that right, in Westmeath? He was in a kennel and unfortunately went missing, so they had to make that call to you. And you said it was quite unbelievable, but what were your thoughts after that? Did you think he was stolen?
Like, to be honest, I don't know, but we have been searching for him non-stop since day one. Non-stop, like with every type of thing we already did. Drones, a pet detective, flyers, posters everywhere.
You were knocking on doors. You were handing out flyers. You've drones. You've searched the area and no luck.
No luck. We have been receiving many leads. Till now, we have been receiving many leads, but non-confirmed. So that's why I believe at this point, someone has him, someone stole him, or maybe, I don't know, someone is minding him because he wasn't, he's microchipped, but he wasn't wearing a collar. So maybe, I don't know, someone could have him think he is a stray dog, but maybe someone could have stole him because he's gorgeous.
Aww.
You know, so yeah.
But you miss him so much, and you've even offered a reward, haven't you? So this is what I wanted to talk about. You have offered how much to get this dog back?
2,000 euros reward.
Wow. Okay.
It's like much more than anyone can sell him. We just want him back, you know. So, yeah, if he's back safe to us, we won't ask any questions. We pay the reward. We just want him back home safe.
I've heard of dogs go missing before and being reunited with their owners months later. But I've never met anybody going to the extent that you're going in the paper, social media, drones, flyers, rewards. You really, really love this dog, don't you?
I do. Like, oh my God, I need to breathe. He's part of my family, you know, Jennifer. Like, I miss every day for 3 months. I cry every day because this dog who knows me knows what he means to me, you know. He's part of my family. He's part of my routine. He was with me 24 hours per day. I love him more than I can tell. So if someone has him, you know, just give him back to me. Because you never love me as much as I do.
Mariana, I really, really hope that someone is listening, has some kind of information where Apollo is. I mean, this is a small country. You're doing absolutely everything to get him back. And if anybody is listening to this and have seen, let me just describe him, a gorgeous Australian red border collie. He is chipped. He's a gorgeous little brown and white face. He's white on the front, kind of light brown on his back. He's white paws. If anybody has seen this dog or has any information, just jump onto Instagram. You can get in touch with the show, 51552, if you have any information. And Instagram, there's an account and it's Find Apollo, this gorgeous dog. Mariana, I pray for you. We find this dog. Don't give up because he is somewhere and we need to find where he is, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I just want to say a massive thank you to all lovely Irish people because I have been receiving so many help, so many support. Some people that helped me to check the leads, that share their posters. Some people have been helping me since day one, you know, yeah, without even knowing me. So I just say a massive thank you for all the support that I have been receiving from all Ireland.
Well, you're very welcome. And listen, please, my prayers and thoughts, I mean, let's try and find this dog. Don't give up just yet. You're doing everything. And please, God, someone somewhere has some information about your gorgeous dog, Apollo. And thanks so much for coming on the show. You've been so good in speaking to us. And hopefully it will reach someone and hopefully we'll have some good news. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mariana. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Mariana who lost her doggy and she can't find him. It went missing from the Westmeath area on the 14th of December. Now, it is 3 months ago, but if anybody has information, please get in touch. 51552 or at Find Apollo and reunite this woman with... Sounds like the love of her life. Absolutely. My heart is broken for her.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.